Joy FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them one pies in me, throw me thing up. Pass me and them girlfriend a link up. Dog, where you did that when they think tough? No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20 inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer just a kicks up. And a hip hop apocalypse up. You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold so the Cuban link up. How much ice just a hurr and me rings up. From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone cock us bag a thing now. Bex throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it.
The Tuesday, March 26th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty Indie Company right up until 6 p.m. on this Tuesday edition. As you know, each and every Tuesday, awesome supplement in The Guardian, courtesy of the Grand Bahama News. We have the Grand Bahama Report, all right? Courtesy of the Grand Bahama News. Grab the copy of The Guardian. Get the supplement. You get everything that's going on in Grand Bahama. We race right after the break with Sarah Kirkby from the Grand Bahama News as we do the Freeport Report. Darren Cooper may be chiming in today, but I know business has got him tied up a little bit. Duty calls. So if Darren can make it, he will. We will be talking with Sarah after the break. You know how you can chime in. Phone lines are open in New Providence. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the Family Islands. 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC422GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. What we're going to do right now, take that first break. Get that out the way. Flip side of the break. We're going straight to Grand Bahama. It is Tuesday. We got the Freeport Report coming up. Sarah Kirkby will be chiming in from the Grand Bahama News. That's Tuesday. So you know we're going to Grand Bahama. We're going to Freeport right after the break. All you got to do is keep it right where you got it.
Just like me foolish. A wild cat like Buick and the flowers been messing me. I go step in your tulip. From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone talk us about that thing now. Big throw me, I do it like Nike.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Enjoy the flavors of summer with a mega-sized KFC combo and get a secret code for a chance to win. KFC and Pepsi is giving away daily beach bundles of a KFC bag packed with KFC shades, a bucket of wings, and a 2-liter Pepsi, plus a weekly cash prize of $1,000. Whether it's original recipe, spicy, or barbecue, get your favorite KFC combo today and mega-size your summer fun. KFC Nassau, it's mega finger-licking good.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Are you ready for the best of the best? Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group up for sound promotion, and Guardian Radio presents the best of the best Reconscript Explosion Concert. Mark your calendars for May 11th as Super Club Breeze's Grounds ignite with Bahamian Talent, featuring KB, Gino D, Funky D, Veronica Bishop, The Brylanders, On Moxie, and Shine 242.
They know if you like whining.
Join the Falcons, Iron Store, Dovi Pierre, Johnny Cake, Mama D, Nishi LS, Pat Rami, Stevie S, and Shad Colley and the VIPs for an electrifying night of music and culture. Tickets are flying, so grab yours now. Available online at BahamasEtickets.com or swing by the Beauty Shack on Soldier Road and Carmichael Road. This is the event of the year. The best of the best Rake and Scrape Explosion at Breezes Resorts. Gates open at 6 p.m. Don't miss out on the Bahamian Magic.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, March 26th edition of Talking Heads. Let's go down to Grand Bahama. We got Sarah Kirkby from the Grand Bahama News with us. Sarah, what's going on? How art thou?
I am good. How are you, my darling?
We are good. We missed you last week, but me and Darren held it down. We didn't have your, your Pollyanna's 5 cents, man. We missed it, but we got you this week.
You did say some good stuff, though, for me, right?
Yeah, man. I said, well, I gotta make light of this and make light of this, because if Sarah was here, Sarah would put this spin on it. So let me go ahead and do it. So I took care of your portion last week. I bought two hats.
Thank you, my darling.
I pulled a Fred Mitchell. I tried to wear two and three hats last week.
Well, at least you know he's not having you walk to work.
he need to walk out of politics. That's what he need to do. No, walk right out. Just keep walking.
It's very entertaining, this whole thing with the car. I don't know if you saw the video I sent you, but it just cracks me up. But the stories just keep going.
Man, anyway,
the whole conversation.
The bands ran from 185 to 3. The Beamer is bought or leased. I don't know. I see invoices for $192,000 floating around. I see a lot of different people saying different things.
We were all thinking in our office that, you would have got the national car of Nassau, which is the Cube.
No, and that's actually really cool. It ain't the Cube. It's not the Cube, though. The Cube has been overtaken by the Paso.
Oh, the Paso.
Even smaller, even cheaper, and even more lethal.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's crazy driving in Nassau. It's like Dodge 'em cars, but there we go.
Yeah.
I have to say, Naughty, the show yesterday with Abaco was fantastic. I tuned in. My buddy Daphne DeGregory never disappoints.
Never.
She is so fabulous. But her comment to you just cracked me up yesterday. I said she did not say that over the radio. So she's fantastic. So Daphne, if you're listening, absolutely love you. She's a Grand Bahama girl at heart. So, and I also have to thank so many people came up to me when I was in Nassau last week and said how much they enjoy listening to the show. They love talking about Darren and everything he says, and just that you bring us on, Naughty. So if I don't say thank you every time, which I hope I do,
no man,
it's really good, and people are enjoying it. So. And it's great. And people are reaching out about getting jobs here and coming back to Grand Bahama, which I'm so excited about.
That's something that I wanted to do, was kind of connect Abaco and Grand Bahama. And I had the opportunity. And March 28th, 2 days, on Friday. What's today? Tuesday? So tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, right before we go to the holiday, we got a party. That's the two-year anniversary of Talking Heads here on Guardian Radio.
Yes.
2 years to the day.
Exactly.
And prior to coming on,
I'm going to send you some good Kentucky and some decent patties.
Don't even go there. Send me the patties. You might have a shot with the patties. That crackhead Kentucky I got in Freeport, that don't work. Can't work for me. But maybe for you all, it's all good. But I prior to coming on, I talked to Roscoe. I talked to you. And when you mentioned, hey, we got the segment starting in the Guardian with the Grand Bahama News, I was like, okay, that's Roscoe came on and did Monday. So that kind of, for the first 2 years, we've been doing it. What really saddens me.
you got to get some of these other islands as well. They got stuff happening.
That's the whole thing. Now I got Exum in a Luther region out. I got Exum in a Luther region out. So, you know, let's do a whole archipelago if we can. But
I think it's good. You actually connect people, and people are saying they're learning so much more about the other islands because you forget how many people don't travel between the islands.
And I feel that if you're going to speak about the plights of Abaco, good, bad, or ugly, the plights of Grand Bahama, good, bad, ugly, you need to live there. You need to be there. You need to be feeling it. You need to have your finger on the pulse.
Yeah, that's why we got that handsome Darren Cooper signing in now.
There you go.
He gives us that other extra comment.
Yeah, well, I
see you there, Darren.
I'm glad he's chimed in too, but it was, like I said, it was important to get those islands on, especially Grand Bahama with my mother-in-law and father-in-law, my in-laws down there. You know, I got a special place in my heart for Grand Bahama. So I appreciate you guys doing it and making it do what it does.
Yeah.
And Pearly for doing what he does, because it's kind of taken off. Everywhere I go, everybody's loving it. It's clearly number one in the afternoon, so I appreciate that, you know?
Definitely, and congratulations, 2 years, that's really great.
On to more, we're chasing Dwight. Dwight got 3,000 shows. I'm like 1,900 behind him, but we'll get there, we'll get there. But we got Darren chimed in.
Do you see the headline today? There is it, but you all see the headline today?
Boy,
Darren, you see the headline?
Grand Bahama Airport demolition begins.
I do see the headline. Good afternoon.
What's happening, Darren? How you doing, man? How are you and yours, bro? You good?
We're good. We're here. We're hanging in, and we're holding it together. I did see the headline. I actually flew in today, and I saw the work going on. And of course, you know,
All right, you got to get into the hot spot, Darren. You kind of dropped you there.
Yeah.
But Darren will chime back in. But I'm looking at the picture, Sarah. And literally, okay, there we got Darren back.
There you go. Darren, we missed you for a little bit. Catch up now.
Yeah, I'm very happy that the original contractor that has bidded on the project, which is a Grand Bahamian, was able to get the project. And so, work has started. My only question, Sarah, will be answer. When we break it down, then what? You know, we've not seen the unveiling, but I guess they say, Darren, you're really big eye. You want everything all at one time. But, you know,
wouldn't it make sense to have a plan to follow?
Yeah, we know how the politics go. And so, you know, they will show us that it's being broken down 1 year later, matter of fact, 13 months later, because the last business outlook, last year business outlook, it was supposed to go. But now this business outlook, it's being gone. But tell us what the plan, where we're going, how we plan to get there, you know? We see spending in other areas and I don't know. See how it goes.
Yeah, I think what I understand now is it just waits for the government to approve which plan of building they're going to do. So as far as I know, they're at that stage. So it's up to the government now to take that next step.
But Sarah, how have we seen with the government involvement? Involvement like that, when they leave that kind of dangling, okay, couldn't this be a recipe for now we have it demolished for who gets the bid for the plans, and that could be another 6, 7, 8 months? I mean, come on.
I think that's
when we could do it all one time. We're removing it. This is the game plan. This is the contractor. This is the developer. This is the cost. This is. As if we just put the cart before the horse, don't realize that the horse pulls the cart.
And I have to ask these questions because they
hold on. No worries. I think you have to look back at the original statement that was made by the DPM at the Business Outlook when he first announced about this happening. And I think that will answer that question on who's getting the contract. I believe if the loan goes through the UK, the way it's going through, I believe
the Manchester Airport Group, renowned for the expert.
The Manchester Airport Group is the people who will be taking care of the job, who will be managing the airport. But I believe the building goes through the loan, which the government has signed off with Bahamas Hot Mix.
Yeah, Bahamas Hot Mix UK. Construction International for $200 million. They got the contract for construction. Not, and Manchester Airport Group has the managing contract.
Right.
So they'll manage the airport once it's... Yeah. And then obviously the construction will go to Bahamas Hot Mix Construction International.
Right. So, that's how I believe it's going. I mean, I don't know because things change. I don't know how that works. But that's what I believe is happening because we didn't get a clarification. We did get permission to take pictures, we got, and we did get Mrs. Ramming from the, she's chair of the airport, Freeport Airport Development Company. She did say that everything was ongoing. We cannot find out how long it's going to take to get it done. I'm hoping it's quick and sweet, but I can't, you know, they had originally said 6 weeks. I don't know what that timeline is. I'm just so pleased it's actually started.
But wasn't that just from my mind's eye, isn't that just one long stretch of buildings and terminals in Grand Bahama, what it used to be?
It's really a metal building with bottom concrete sides.
Yeah. But we have the U.S. clearance was in there, but it's all the, I think everything else was still in there, Darren, like all the booths, everything was still there. So, and that's been sitting there. So I'm wondering what impact that would have also with, you know, the mold and everything like that, that would have retained in that building. Because we all know that's one of the biggest factors you have to take care of with that when your house goes under and repairing it. That's, you have to mediate it with the mold straight away.
Sarah, I'll tell you fact, something that's facts, that less than about a year ago, the ceiling tiles that was in that room was removed, and I saw them being removed, and they had not a drop of mold on them. Not a drop of mold.
And that's amazing.
Not a drop. And so just go to show you that I believe a lot of that airport was concrete, which would have already dried out from the heat. But I don't know. I mean, it's being taken down. Hallelujah. Let's put a praise on it if we could find out.
Amen.
What's the next game plan from there. Sarah, I have a question. What's the story on the Ram Memorial Hospital, these trailers? I see bins are stationed outside of them as if some demolition is going on there.
We don't know. The last report that we put on there was that the owners, I believe, were still waiting for payment, and that the Ram Memorial Hospital was saying that they weren't up to code of what they had paid for or what they had originally bought from them. But we had understood that the Port Authority had given them clearance and it was fine, so we didn't know what the holdup was. I had presumed, and this is purely a presumption, it was payment to use the trailers. So I don't know. It's a shame because they've been sitting there for how long now?
They're
being demolished.
The one facing the road, the highway. I don't know. Just my curiosity.
Yeah, we still don't know because they were made to be operation centers, and they were also supposed to fix the overflow of the emergency area, which is in desperate need of having space and proper medical suites there for the doctors. I mean, there's one that I took my mom to a couple months ago, and there was still a hole in the floor from Dorian, and they had like taped it over with masking tape. It was just really sad. And these trailers have just been sitting there, you know, and that's where bureaucracy just gets the best of everybody. I don't know. You know, you get conflicting stories, and it's a shame to waste that. It's just a horrible shame.
Yeah.
What about now that we talk about the airport and the hospital, but let's talk about the hotel. We got any deal for the hotel in place yet?
No, not that we know of.
It's no doubt.
I was just
Aaron, you heard any sense on the street?
Throw it out there, man, you know. Anything?
I saw someone reposted the video that happened. Nothing on the hotel that we are aware of.
And someone in NASA asked me, actually, said, I hear you've sold the hotel. I go, no, sweetheart. That's the old one. That's an old video. That didn't happen. We're still in limbo.
Well,
I've been, you know, it's a beautiful property, and it really needs to get passed on. We've talked about it so many times with Unati about how we feel it should be given to a really good conglomerate, and then just say, hey, you don't get any Hotel Encouragement Act, but here's the hotel, make it work. You know, because I it's in the government hands, and I just don't think that's the best decision.
It's been a while. I mean, when you get the leader of the opposition, FNM leader Michael Pintard, questioning it, obviously, you know, it's a concern. Now it's a talking topic. Now it's a talking point.
I'm still devastated over the RCL loss. As I've talked about it before, it should have been home porting. It would have been perfect for us with the cruise ship business so close to us, with the airport coming now on stream, maybe it's something they'll think about again, because, you know, when you, the Fort Lauderdale's getting too overcrowded for that business, you know, where people fly in from all over the world, they pick them up and they take them to the harbor. We have the streets for it. We're perfect for it. We had a town the other day who has done business in Abaco, but had never done business in Grand Bahama. He could not get over the infrastructure that's on this island, you know, and it's really great. We've had double wide streets forever. We have good roads. We have a beautiful sanitation service that takes care of everything. So it'd be perfect for this kind of market where that hotel is big enough where they could come in for a day or two and then go on their cruise and then come back. And with the airport facility now, maybe hopefully expanding due to the shipyard and Carnival, these are all perfect things that could come together to make it happen. If I was selling it.
I mean, they work hand in hand. I mean.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think if you're thinking of restarting and getting Freeport revitalized, you do need a new hospital, you do need a new airport, and you need a deal for that hotel. I mean, it only makes sense.
The good news is we do have Doctors Hospital coming in, and I do realize that it's private, but they have some wonderful plans, and they're doing a phenomenal job. They've bought the old, everyone used to call it First Caribbean, but it's the first commercial building, and that's going to be fantastic as well for us, take some pressure off the hospital. Which would be good as well. People have had really good, they have an urgent care center, opened one in West End. So that's been helping us a lot, but we do need to get that the Rand opening. And I don't know if you see the paper today, you'll also know we highlighted that the Port Authority now has an office in Nassau. Thought I'd switch subjects on you there.
Grand Bahama Port Authority opening doors for more domestic investors. Got a New Providence office. Satellite office in New Providence.
Go on there.
That's good stuff.
I, Sarah, I was quite surprised too. I have no comments though. I am quite surprised. Just like many others.
Yeah, the pop-up art show.
I think it's overdue. I think it's way overdue. Fred Smith has told them to have an office there years ago, and I think he's absolutely right. I think there's a lot of people who would love to come and invest here now with everything happening and to find out more. So I would encourage people to go and find out about it, how your business license works here. The bonded issue, people don't understand that a lot. I encourage people all the time to go to the Grand Bahama Port Authority website, look up the Hawksbill Creek Agreement. We do have great benefits here that if you're in a business, this is this is a place that will encourage it with everything coming on.
Yeah.
You need to, I'm really rooting for Grand Bahama, man. I really am.
And you are.
If this is what it takes for it to get going, I mean, let's see it happen. But I mean, it needs to be, if you're going to have a satellite office in New Providence, maximize it to the fullest. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. 100%. And they had a really great turnout of people. So I'm hoping a lot of people will read the story and they do, they read the paper to see what's happening here as well. So we had a wonderful art show that happened. It's still going on. We have another art show coming up next month. So this person I talked to in NASA, there's nothing to do in Freeport. There is lots to do in Freeport. We just don't, have it all on the same day. We spread it out. A lot of events. We have new restaurants opening up. So, I encourage you, if you're looking for a great weekend and you want to check Grand Bahama out, now it's time. Fly over and come and check us out. And there's a great car company you can rent your car from as well. He's on the radio right now.
There you go.
We're going to Nassau. So we'll be in Nassau. So we'll be all around.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well done for you, Darren. That's great. I'm just going to catch up on the other stories if I can, Naughty. Just so you know, we've got the police roundup, so you can find out what trouble we've been up to here.
Yeah, man.
Mama. We've got the Sun Coral Plaza. We're trying to push that. It's not a pretty building. We really need, eyesores like you have sometimes in Nassau or Abaco has them, other islands. This is one that could really do with being cleaned up. Hats off to the Milo Butler family who has cleaned up both of their areas and really making them look fantastic now. It does make a difference to the community. I do have one very sad note. A Big Mama is still missing. It's really become a rescue situation at this point, which is a shame. A lot of people flee as well. But it also called up to the fact that there are three people actually still missing.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. I was kind of concerned about that. Yeah. I mean, three elderly persons missing in Grand Bahama. One from 22.
Yeah, it's very
another
sad.
From 2023.
So, yeah, unfortunately for Phil Stubbs for Big Mama, it's to do with dementia, which is really a scary a scary disease. It's painful, and it must, you know, it's horrible for the family. So, you know, I would encourage everybody to please try and look around, say something. If you don't, you know, you just don't know, right? And what their families must be going through must be horrendous. So I would just remind everybody to be vigilant and report if you see anything.
And it's actually, it's several persons are missing in Grand Bahama.
Yeah.
In addition
to
Frederica Bethel, 65, who there's a photograph of. In addition to Stephanie Chisholm, who's photographed. And as well as Mr. Stubbs. Additionally, you have Rochelle Johnson, 44, missing since January 24, 2023. Richard Smith, 58. Elton Wright, 46. And Shaquille Ferguson, 28, who have all vanished without a trace. Wow.
It does make you wonder. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, I'm sure the family wants some sort of closure one way or another about their loved ones.
Exactly. Exactly.
And with all that's going on in the world 100%. And all kind of nefarious things going, you do want to, this might raise a red flag. I mean, at some point, the Royal Bahamas Police Force got to say, we got seven missing people since 2022 in Grand Bahama. We might need to have a look at this. We might not need to look at this in depth.
You know, Naughty, I talk about these missing persons in Grand Bahama. I do think that something is drastically going wrong because persons are going missing. And when you look at the type of persons they are, elderly, you know, we could have another problem on our hand, like the five missing boys back in the day. So, you know, that is something that really needs to be looked in closely and looked at, because, I mean, these people are going missing and nothing's coming up of them. How do someone like Big Mama, I mean, venture out from Cavell Beach area unseen by nobody, which means someone right in the area would have had to pick him up. The Frederica lady, for years we've known her to be either on the bus stop there by post office, and at the end of every night, wherever she's finished from venturing, she ends up on the corner at Ruby Swiss to get to ride home. Now she's, I mean, vanished. No one can see her. And there are many other persons who've gone before Frederica and Big Mama that, you know, really concerns us very well. And I don't think that we are making or publicly making the public aware that it could be a problem that we should pay close attention to.
Man, that right there, that is a red flag. And
where, yeah, it is a red flag.
What's disturbing, like Darren says, they know the MO, the regular routines of these folks, and now they're just gone without a trace. It makes you wonder. It makes one thing, you know, was there something, you know, was foul play involved? Was it some untoward done? Is it a case of dementia? Is it, you know, what is it? So if we asking those questions, we can only imagine what the family goes through.
Yeah, we'll definitely stay on top of that. And also, Darren, we will make sure to find out about that situation at the RAND as well.
And I speak personally. I mean, I have a missing family member in Grand Bahama from before 2022. Now, if you come to mind, so it does hit home. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well.
So at the end of the day, you know, I we want a hotel. Yeah, we want an airport. Yeah, we want, you know, the new hospital. But at the end of the day, we also need to make sure our Grand Bahamians are safe at all times.
100%.
This to me is, you know, let's get to the bottom of this, man. Maybe I watched too much of the first 48. Maybe it might be me. I don't know. But like I said,
What's the first 48?
The first 48, you got to solve a crime, well, actually a murder in 48 hours. It follows detectives from Florida, New York, all over America. You got 48 hours to solve the crime. And by watching this show religiously over the past 20 years, I can actually honestly say, anytime the Royal Bahamas Police are to be short on detectives today, come ride with us, help us solve one, I could do a great job.
I think with everybody you know, you could do
a great
job.
I've been trained up by the Miami-Dade detectives. I've been trained up by the New York City detectives. The ones in Memphis as well did a great job off that show. I've learned a lot.
Oh, wow.
I wonder why our crime scenes don't look like their crime scenes, you know?
Yeah.
Like, nobody's be walking through their crime scenes. Our crime scenes, everybody's be bopping through.
Yeah, no.
And bouncing. The Billy Bounce. It's bopping. Yes, I. Well, we got an explanation.
You're supposed to be wearing those white little outfits and everything.
Hey, you got it. You got it.
Jeez, that's scary.
Naughty families also have a hard time finding and paying for care of the elderly, and placing them in a home is not always an option. The government needs proper facilities where elderly are not abused or taken advantage of. That's two things that I always say. We neglect two ends of the spectrum in this country, the youth and the elderly. Because we're in the middle too busy taking care of what we want to take care of and making noise about what interests us, and we don't focus on the youth and on the elderly. Now, I think we covered everything that Sarah had in there, right? I mean... Most of everything.
We did. Advertisers as well. I would say thank you. And I would remind everyone, if you don't mind, I think the Coconut Festival is this weekend, Darren. I think I'm confirming it, but I'm pretty sure everyone should be heading out to Pelican Point and Grand Bahama for that this weekend. I think that's where it is. Just want to throw that out there. Support them a little bit.
Now, Darren, you got anything to add before we wrap things up? I know Sarah chimed in. I know Sarah may have to depart, but you got anything additional you want to add?
No, naughty for me. You know, and I guess we can continue to do what we can here in Grand Bahama. Hope for the best, and look forward to you know, greater things ahead. We gotta go forward. So
we didn't ask Darren to chime in about the new transportation of the PM though.
I think we're gonna buy a bus instead of a BMW. Just joking, but the thing about it is, you know, as I continue to be questioned about the prime minister's vehicle, it is, you know, we understand the head of state and the safety of our head of state, but you know, I think for me and the purchase, I think it's a bad timing for the purchase. I think they always want to justify mechanicals. The government has so much cars knocking about the place. You have government offices got more government cars parked up, unused, just changing them out. You know, the minister for Grand Bahama, when she came in, she had a perfectly nice car. Very nice. Now it's just parked. I think they just gave it to Kingsley, which, from what I'm being advised, he soon gets a new car. And you know, we got more important things to do with money than to just spend it as these government officials see fit.
I mean, I look at government vehicles, and I look at police cars, and I remember the whole slew of brand new cars that we got and vehicles we got for New Providence and for Grand Bahama. I seen a ton of them laid up. I mean, if you drive in Oaksfield down to the back of the police, you know,
I just drove by
workshop.
The Prime Minister and the back part of the Prime Minister facing the road, you got more black cars parked up there. I don't know if they got the amount of drivers to drive those cars, but they got parked up there.
Exactly. I don't know who's driving them. I don't know who they for. And my thing is,
you can't keep on buying because you can buy. And then, you know, my thing is, are we going to recklessly spend our money because we got a blown light bulb? Oh, instead of changing the bulb, blowing light bulb, we just might as well buy ourselves a new car.
Yeah, they're trying to carry on like Halliburton in the Gulf War, man. I don't mean to that.
Yeah. So,
no, but here's the deal. With the police cars that I see laid up, if some are laid up for parts issues, well, can't you take the worst one in the field and say, okay, this one is total, but all of these parts are still good, and they could fix three or four other cars that need these smaller parts to get them back out on the road?
And the cars become rotten. The fuel pump then seize up. I mean, everything in the book goes wrong with these cars. And then they go and they put them out, or they give it to one PS to write it off for $100. You know, it's just sad the way that these, and listen to me, these are educated men and women that are functioning as if they don't have much common sense and much knowledge on how to manage our money. It's not their money, it's our money. So what the government, what the car, he should have sell off some cars and then try and say, okay, at least we sell some cars. What's going to be done with the mechanical problem that the car that the prime minister buy? Is it so that the DPM can need a new car as well? Just doesn't make sense. And we wouldn't do this with our personal money, but yet we'll recklessly spend the country money. We're already broke. That's my 50 cents.
And we are now. Now we got a car. Now we got two cars. Let's get to them real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Yeah, what's popping, Naughty?
What's happening, 52?
Yeah, of course, I love what your guest is saying, you know, but I just like to even spread it even further, right? And you look at all the dilapidated and abandoned government buildings or the ones with the leaks, et cetera. you would have seen all the expensive AC units that just lie there and rotten, right? They don't think about salvaging and reselling or, like, auctioning anything. And so the gentleman brought up the situation. You know, they auction some cars, but they should carry it to a higher level, and so it should be able to recover some of the money spent. You know, and we all know about the northern side of the garage. You know, you need to look at what... I had a chance to go in the back by the barracks at one time. And so it's a proliferation of neglect, and it is what it is, right? But as it relates to educated people, right, Naughty, what's the point of being educated if you have no gonads and you're buying into the pandemic and the vaccine and also buying into climate change, in which you know nothing about? Just people rehashing narratives that they know nothing about. They haven't dwelled into it, so education doesn't pan out.
I know, 50 Cent, but I mean, 52, I know that education is hard to you, and a lot of times, you know, it's important, the dissemination of information, but you know what they say in the Bahamas, you want to hide something from a Bahamian, put it in a book, put it in writing. Not all of us reads, my brother. All of us take the time and the due diligence, like you do, to get information on it before you speak on it. People like to go on the regurgitated information that's been passed out, and don't do their own research. So you should be on top of things wherever it is, whatever you're interested in, wherever you live, whatever island you live in, you should know everything that's going on, all things about your surroundings. And again, if we had a proper Freedom of Information Act, so on and so forth, then that would be a lot more, you know,
wouldn't accessible. That change so much of what we do right now if we had a Freedom of Information
Act? I'm telling you.
That both governments have promised us over and over and over. I mean, come on. At this point, it's ridiculous. We'd be getting all of these things that happen with the IDB saying that, you know, we don't have this trust issue. It would all change under these formats. And maybe it would change things and things would move faster and we wouldn't have to wait for kickbacks to get things started. Sorry. That's a big point for me.
I was talking today and I said, lunch money man has slurred up this country for years. Everybody wants some way, shape, form of a lunch money man. And we got to be beyond that. That needs to be out of the you know, at a playing field. We're beyond that now. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads. Hello? All right, call us back, caller. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Talking Heads.
What's up, Naughty? Petersburg here. What's up, man?
Hey,
how you doing?
What's
man?
Going on, St. Pete?
Man, look here. The Bahamas government, they raised so much money. You know, like over here, right? You know, local government, right? They got one city garage, and they fix all government vehicles. You shouldn't have no police fixing no vehicles. They drive up to the city garage. They get their oil change and all that stuff. You know, all government vehicles, they should have a central garage. Because, you know, they're raising money, all these different people want a fist card, like got an ambulance and all that stuff. They should have a central government garage where they should be able to look. Just pull up there. And like the police cars, they have loaner cars, you know what I'm saying? It's just a waste of money, man. They spend money like, look, because it ain't theirs. That's why they waste money, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, it is what it is.
I get your point, but I mean, we like to follow fashion and follow suit with a lot of things we see in the States there, St. Pete. I agree with you. Maybe we should have a central garage, a government garage for all government vehicles.
Because all government vehicles, a police officer shouldn't be fixing no police car. He should be on the road doing police work. You could hire people to work the garage, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to be, you could hire the private sector to do all that stuff or work for the government. It's just a bit. I think that's the idea is too good. Everybody want to be in charge of this department and this department. No, but they all working for the government. You know what I'm saying? You could save a lot of money. You could save a lot of money like that. You know, but
no,
I guess that make too much sense, man.
Naughty, you know, caller made a valid point with having a solution so that all could be, I guess, all government office cars goes to one location. Same point that I made as relates to beautiful Grand Bahama in Freeport. I made the point that you know, we're paying Grand Bahamians to go around areas that have either local government supposed to be responsible for this level of cleanup or the port supposed to be responsible for the level of cleanup. When we could hire these persons, give them a reasonable wage, and instead of us every year having to give one of our campaign generals or one of our supporters
one of a government building to maintain or to paint or something of the sort closer to the election, we can hire these people who can now have the responsibility to, one, go out and clean the yard, go out and make sure that every day the building's clean, remove this, keep, you know, getting up all government offices. Yes, you're going to eliminate some supporters, but we can't worry about that when we have a country that's already in a significant deficit. So I'll cut it down, Naughty, by going up on taxes. We don't do that. We cut the deficit when we go down and we limit our wasting spending. That's how we cut the deficit. I don't have a significant problem about the prime minister's car being $200,000, you know. I have a problem when we are wasting the kind of money. Because guess what? Come next year or year before, even one new, a new one, two before election. Do we continue to do that? What is done with these cars? Now we're going to pay $200 to lease this car. And is it $200 just to lease it or $200 to purchase it? These things are being done with no one even being aware.
And then my question is, how do you customize and secure a vehicle that's on lease? Because shouldn't we get protected glass, bulletproof glass, so on and so forth, to secure the prime minister, to secure the leader of the nation, like most leaders of the nation around the world have their vehicles secured?
Yeah. It just, one day I hope that we as a country and our leaders continue to get our act together. And you know, really, really give the Bahamian people what is rightfully theirs, you know, and stop this wasting in our spending. We do with people money what we won't do with ours. And that's what our political leaders continue to do. They waste the people's money and recklessly. And then there's no actions, as if we just take it and vote them out. And then move on. These brothers then should be hauled before the court for wasting spending, for travel. Ministers them should also be accountable for travel. What are we paying? Are we just going to pay for a minister and his aide? Or we can pay for the minister and his whole department?
But why can't we do Zooms? Why can't we have Zoom meetings? I mean, I think the pandemic opened that up and made that an option to a lot of people. I mean, we can't save money by having a proper Zoom call.
That's right. And I'm sure there's even better technology than Zoom.
Correct. I'm using that as just an example. I'm sure they have, technology there that is specifically designed for administration such as ours, you know, and having meetings and so on and so forth globally. I tell you.
We are very passive as a people. We allow things to continue to go unchecked. We allow things to just go because, you know, there's a prime minister. I need the Bahamian people to understand that these brothers work for us, not the opposite.
They keep getting that mixed up. They keep getting that mixed up.
We allow, I want to see my MP. He needs to see me. He needs to come and see me.
Correct. You want my vote, you need to come visit me. You need to earn it.
I guess you don't hear me say much of this, but I'm impressed with the Jobet Kobe Davis. I'm impressed with her. Because it appears that she, from the MP standpoint, she gets it. She goes out periodically.
Boy, that's news to me. You probably the first person I am impressed with that one. But we can leave that one alone.
Yeah, as it relates to MP position, not the other part. I'm elected position, making sure she periodically checks her community. And so, I mean, at the end of the day, this is what it's all about. It's not about your cabinet position. It's not about your driver. It's about making sure that the concerns and the issues of the people are adhered to. And we're going to see a lot of that next year because we know election is right around the corner. But we cannot continue to function like that. Enough is enough. And the Bahamian people deserves better. Much better than we are.
Let me check a couple of these texts real quick. Naughty, tell your caller. This is the Bahamas. The person under the tree, the bush mechanic, that's fixed cars. All cars, government vehicles included. Great choice, our usual Naughty. I got to go on and bought him the same Benz for half price. I got to hook up in foreign. And tell Pintar don't even think about getting that 2026 Bentley coupe with the popcorn maker when he get in. Wow.
I love our people. My lord.
No, Naughty, we're not above lunch money tax. Don't forget the big man was basing for courtside seats from Sammy Boy. Ready was creased up under Sammy Boy for courtside seats, or it's lunch money. It's wrong on any occasion because it's throwing a big monkey wrench into the way we do business, and it's preventing Bahamians from participating on 11 playing field when it comes to business in this country.
100%. You said that so perfectly. That's what annoys me the most. And everybody thinks it's okay. It is not okay. It is not done in the rest of the world anymore. It has to change. It's stopping us from moving forward. And these other countries, America, the UK, all they cannot do this. They get arrested. They get put in jail if they bribe or if they give these kickbacks. It stops us. Everything. And I know we all do it. We all give $5 here or $10 here or immigration, not immigration, like customs man, something. And it has to stop. I don't know how, but it has to. Because we're never going to move forward. It sucks.
Sarah, you say how? Simple.
Don't play it, right? Yes.
No.
You're right. Legislation, right? We should have legislation about it. Like, and I believe we should also have that. Haven't we also talked about how much money can go into, for when you're running for election? Where's that? Where's that money coming from? It should not be coming from people that are looking to invest in the country. That's one of the biggest problems we have right there.
Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Let's get this one in real quick before I wrap up with you guys. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Hey, Naughty. Hey,
what's happening, Jeff? You got to make it quick. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm going to make this very fast. We're talking about wastage in this country. You know, my parents have been part of the government system for myself. And one thing that I've noticed that has increased quite exponentially on the streets is even our rev plates being driven on the weekend, and I mean a plethora of them. These are the taxpayers' vehicles where we got to supply gas and everything. We've seen other family members driving some of these red plates, but apparently on the weekend, I can't see all these red plates being out on government business if government is closed on Friday, many of them. So we're talking about wastage in this country. Let us start with the small things and then move on to the bigger stuff. All right? That's all I can say for now. Thanks.
All right, Jeff, good stuff. All right, guys, I'm going to let you all wrap up because Mr. Producer gave me the sign, but I appreciate you all being here as always. Great stuff, great contributions.
Thank you.
And good stuff each and every Tuesday. Sarah, keep it up with the Grand Bahama News. A lot of folks look forward every Tuesday here to know exactly what's going on in Grand Bahama.
It's great. People are and people in Nassau are learning a lot more about us, which is great. I thank them for the support. I thank everyone who calls in and supporting you because, you know, for the show. And Darren, we made him call in today, so thank you, Darren.
No problem. Yes, Darren, you made me call in.
Darren, we appreciate you chiming in as always. We'll do it again Tuesday, you guys. And like I said, you know, we're going to keep on keeping on until we get Grand Bahama right, man.
Yes.
I hope everyone has a wonderful Easter. Very safe, too.
You guys enjoy the Easter holiday with your family for sure.
All righty.
Okay. Y'all take care.
Bye.
All right, we're going to get to the break. Flip side of the break, we'll be into the news. On the flip side of the news, we'll be talking sports. Pearly will be in the building. We got lots to talk about. Keep it right where you got it. The Tuesday, March 26th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Made exactly the way they should be by someone with chicken in their name. Becky Chicken Sandwiches feature a quarter pound of all white meat, triple breaded, spicy chicken breast filet on a freshly toasted buttery brioche bun with your choice of lettuce, tomato, bacon, thick cut pickles, and the perfect amount of Colonel's Real Mayo or spicy sauce. Every chicken sandwich is freshly prepared and piping hot. Kentucky Fried Chicken Sandwiches. The only chicken sandwiches that are finger-licking good.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
We're back at you on the March 26th, Tuesday, March 26th edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty and Company, right up until 6 p.m. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. 5:11 p.m. is the time. Pearly will be chiming in shortly. And while we wait on Pearly, we'll get into Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And don't forget, it's all about Easter. Easter Sunday special. This Sunday, March 31st, fried snapper, beans and rice, potato salad, hot cross buns, going on for you. They definitely doing it big time. Give them a call, 377-7776. See what they got chefs up for you, all right? Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza at Naughty Johnny's. All G-double-O-D good all the time. All right.
What's up, dude?
Hey, what's going on, Perlishi Mo?
In this corner, man.
Boy, how we doing, man? How was that press conference at 5:45 yesterday?
Oh, yeah, it went very well. He read a statement, and he said that he never bet on sports. The guy lied on him. The guy stole. Apparently, what happened was they had a team meeting. And, of course, the mistake they made was allowed this guy to continue as the interpreter. So the guy told ESPN that Ohtani paid a debt for a friend. Which turned out to really be him. But in the meeting, he admitted to be having a gambling addiction. But he wasn't telling Ohtani what was being said in the meeting. So he's meeting. It wasn't until they got out of the meeting and someone else, maybe Yamamoto or somebody else, spoke to him and told him exactly what was said. And that's when everything really came to light and they dealt with it immediately. But he said, you know, I never gambled on sports, no sports. And guy stole from me and he lied. So people said, oh, which story you believe? Is the story said, this is a federal investigation. He'd be pretty stupid to come out there publicly and lie, which gives evidence for a federal for conviction on anything if he did something wrong. So I tend to believe what he's saying. And people like Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, they got swing like that before by their agent, who you trust. The interpreter is the guy that does everything for you, deals with everything for you because he's the one who speaks English and he speaks to you. He trusted him. He was doing it for years, and the guy just ripped him off.
The word for the day with me is scapegoat. I can leave that just like that.
No, I don't think so.
Because if you pay me well enough and I ain't facing jail time, I'm going to be your scapegoat. I'll be your huckleberry.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You worth $700 million. You don't want to lose that career. I will take one for the team if you reward me handsomely. And I don't mean take one for the team like Diddy. I mean take one for the team like you pay me money and I will shut up and I'll do what I got to do.
You can say that, but the guy is going to go. The guy has, there's a federal investigation, and the guy could go to jail. So it ain't that no time he could do something from going to jail.
Well,
so
now if you still paying me well enough money and my commissary full in jail, and you make sure I get to one far wing because I don't speak no English.
You do conspiracy. You're too much of a conspiracy theorist.
You think I watch too much Sopranos?
A lot, and this is not a first time thing. A lot of foreign athletes who come who are young, naive, don't speak English, but taking advantage of this. He's not the first one.
Pearly.
This is the biggest thing.
You know how you tell me I be spinning it like a politician for my Cowboys?
Uh-huh.
Right now, you spinning it like a politician spinning a lignum vitae top for your Dodgers.
I'm not trying to let you see the good side of evidence that some things like this happen. So that's why and the belief is story.
Man, somebody just texted and say, Naughty Pearly spinning, he's spinning, he's spinning. Say they spinning, say Pearly spinning.
If I
Pearly, listen. Pearly, you are to the Dodgers, but I am to the Cowboys, period. We were around the Lakers. You understand what I'm saying? We're going to come to the Cowboys and the Dodgers, buddy. We in defense mode. Be in denial.
Yeah, okay.
Your Dolphins are there too. Your Dolphins and your Dodgers. Double D for you. Just the Cowboys for me.
Got me choking myself.
Oh, Lord. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking heads. Who's this? Talking heads. Talking heads.
Pearly, what's up, man? What's up, Pearly?
Hey, you,
Peterberg.
You babysitting St. Pete?
Yeah, hey, look here. Are you spinning this story on, you know, if this is any other team, boy, look here, you would have been all over this. I believe, let me tell you.
Let him know, St. Pete, let him know.
Hey, you messing with the feds. They're going to turn over every stone, but I believe it's going to come back to bite him in the butt.
If he had kept quiet, not say anything, and leave it for the investigation, but if he came out and said all those things, that could be damning to him. I believe him. Because the feds can be like, the feds can turn that inside out.
Buddy, but him you only believe in him because he can see a Dodger. If this is happening to one of them Yankees players or Tampa Bay Reds players, man, you would have been...
If that was Judd, I would have believed Judd. If that was Judd, I would have believed Judd. That was like Cole, I believe. Rendon, you know, Lemieux. I be straight.
I believe it's a deeper position. Hey, I think it's more than the story, man. Because, you know, this man has too many, you know, somebody, how can this man get access to all this money, man? Somebody, it don't sound right to me,
listen,
man. Like
listen,
man,
you come there. You can't speak. It is the ATM machines, all that stuff ain't in Japanese, they ain't English. He's doing it for you. You only have to remember your password, that's all.
We acting as if it doesn't happen.
That's what I'm saying. We acting as if stuff like this can't happen, it doesn't happen. People get ripped off like that every day, every 3 seconds.
Yeah, that's true, but you got some shady players and you got people that use other people to do their dirty work now.
I can be honest with all of y'all. I may not know the language, but I can learn enough language to know how much I'm getting paid on the contract. Ain't nobody swinging me.
You're not disputing that you don't know how much you're getting paid. None of that is in dispute.
You get swinging.
None of that wasn't true. The guy was lying. Come on, man. Really?
No, I'm talking in general. I can know my point, whole bag of English, but I know enough English to get me something to eat. To get me to and fro where I need to be in case I get lost, know my money straight, and in your famous words, if I'm a young, single, foreign player that don't know the language, I got to learn if any gals, I got to learn how to say that too.
Hey, Naughty,
I understand,
like,
but listen to it now. You're a superstar ball player. You moving around all day. You got all kind of things you're doing. You on this meeting, that endorsement, all that stuff. Man, handle that for me. Just take 100,000, go pay my light bill. Go do this. Do that. Do that for me now. Handle this. Make sure this is done. I would be that. I've done that. I've done enough people. You handle this for me. I'm too busy right now. Do this. Pay that. Do that for me. and trusting the people that you allow to do that to you.
The interpreter is just an scapegoat. I believe it's more beyond.
Yeah, hey. No, the interpreter, yes, took advantage of somebody who trusted him. Why it can't be that?
Well,
why it can't be the interpreter took advantage of somebody who trusted him? Why it can't be that? Why it have to be that he's the scapegoat? Let's think about it. Let's really think about it.
Man, like I said, I don't know, but I believe it's more to the story.
Elaborate a scheme. Understand the one fundamental thing. This dude got on national television and made a statement which makes him vulnerable if he's lying. You just say the feds can turn it all inside and out. Why would you get up there and lie knowing the feds can eat you for breakfast,
man,
and you could lose everything by lying?
A lot of people get up there, they just don't care. They're hoping they don't find nothing. Man, a lot of people get up there and purge themselves, man.
My boy, if you're going to lose $700 million, if you're going to lose $70 million a year, you ain't going to lie. Put this in perspective, man.
I agree with you saying, but boy, hey.
Why would I get up and risk it all by lying? I didn't have to have a press conference.
That is true.
Why would the interpreter be the only one know what I'm making? You have a manager. You have a business manager.
Well,
that's probably who pointed out to him, hey, somebody missing of your account.
I will lean to Pearly's side as far as with attorneys saying, you know, going public. He will not make a public statement knowing full well they have already huddled him in the room. Lawyers, everybody, agent, everybody, listen. The feds are listening to every word what you have to say. You sitting on a federal investigation. You see what they did to Diddy yesterday and all his homes, right? You don't want to go through this. So I agree with you there, Pearly. I think they made sure that his statement was non-incriminating. They made sure that he didn't have nothing to chance. He said what he had to say, and that statement could be checked over and over.
And he outright said, but they lied.
I'll be the first to apologize for me.
He didn't beat his words.
All right, St. Pete.
Be safe.
Saint.
Go Yankees.
Enjoy your time with your grandkid, because I hear them carrying on by in the back of that car. They go ride you over that bridge today. But I don't think he would have gone public, Pearly, like you said, if it was a chance. He might have offered no comment or a press release, a statement that he just reads and call it a day.
Exactly. That's the point I'm raising. You know, the Americans don't play. And as foreigner, they're looking to nail him to the cross, so you know his T is crossed and his I dot.
Caller, I see we coming to you right now. Hey, Naughty, don't mind, Pearly. Otani can't do no wrong in his book. Just how he loved LeBron, he loved Otani and them Dodgers.
No. Don't mix it up.
Why text you just not him?
You know better than that. Now, if you say Kobe, Magic, that's a different story.
All right. Well, let me finish the day in sports history. I'll brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's, and then we'll get to the caller. So, caller, hang tight. We're coming to you right now. On this day, March 26, 1931, the Boston Bruins coach Art Ross became the first NHL coach to pull his goalie for an extra attacker. The Bruins lost to the Montreal Canadiens in Game 2 of the Stanley Cup semifinals. 1972, the Los Angeles Lakers broke an NBA record by winning 69 of their 82 games. 1986, Neil Broughton of the Minnesota North Stars became the first U.S.-born player to score 100 points in a season. 1992, the Indianapolis heavyweight boxing champion Mike Tyson was found guilty of rape. He was sentenced to 6 years in prison. He only served three. 1995, an opera based on the life of tennis player Martina Navratilova premiered at New York's Carnegie Hall. In 2014, the National Labor Relations Board ruled that college football players at Northwestern University could unionize. Sports quote of the day, winning is not a sometimes thing. It's an all-time thing. You don't win once in a while. You don't do things right once in a while. You do them right all the time. Winning is habit. Unfortunately, so is losing. Vince Lombardi. Good question.
I was going to say Vince Lombardi or Lou Holtz.
One of them. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Naughty, what's up, Pearly?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, miss.
Mystery.
Hey, now, first of all, Naughty, guess what? That was not a press conference yesterday, okay?
Okay, what was that in your
opinion? Don't let Pearly fool you. That was not a press conference. At a press conference, the journalists are allowed to ask questions.
So no questions. He just read a statement.
No questions. So he came out with a scripted statement. He said it,
yes.
And he left.
Yes, yes.
Okay? There was no interrogation,
yes.
No questions, no nothing. And another thing, what I like with Pearly, though, all Pearly have is hypotheticals. What if? Maybe. Suppose.
So what are a bunch of hypotheticals. I spoke the actual what happened.
No, but you kept saying, what if this has happened? Suppose that had happened. All kinds of hypotheticals. Come real. Come with facts. You understand? And the mere fact that this is a federal investigation, they're not going to leave any stones unturned, and we're going to know the truth at the end of the day. We're going to know the truth. So you could come with your hypotheticals, and we're going to see. We're going to know.
Mystery. Yes, sir. You're not saying anything I did not say. All I said to that, the caveat to that is, why would he publicly lie knowing it's a federal investigation and they ain't gonna miss nothing? It makes no sense.
Why would he come forward to the press and not allow any questions?
Let me say this. He did not answer any questions, but did he lie? He made a statement.
How would we know if he lied? If he were not allowed to answer any questions.
We know he lied because you prefix your statement by saying a federal investigation.
We
can turn this inside and out. If he lied, we gonna know.
But someone has to take the rap.
And lie knowing they can find out the truth.
Okay, Noddy, let me ask you a question, Noddy. How many foreign professional players in the world have interpreters? Multiple, right?
Yes.
This is not the only player that have an interpreter. Why is this happening only to him?
This is the biggest move. This has been done before. This happened before.
Who?
Kevin Garnett and Tim Duncan are prime examples of it.
They speak English.
But that's worse.
They speak English.
The fact that they speak English and could read English is worse than a foreigner who cannot read English.
No, that's a flimsy excuse. That's a flimsy excuse.
I didn't know flimsy dog to do it. When you're not being rational, and when you're just being deliberate.
I just have an open mind.
Butler had a different story.
I have an open mind for at the end of the investigation, whatever comes to head, comes to head.
I have an open mind.
I hope he's innocent.
Listening to the one point I'm raising. You're not hearing me. Why would you publicly lie knowing it's a federal investigation and in a minute or two, the feds can come and say he lied?
People do that, and they end up getting arrested.
$70 million a year.
He have a lot to lose. That's why he would lie. 700 million reasons why he would lie.
Why he would not lie. Why'd have to be the negative all the time?
Well, Pearlie, what I see is that you're so close to the situation, you're blinded to it.
Why can't he be telling the truth?
What you need to do, Pearlie, for me, you need to recuse yourself from this case.
I think, Pearlie, you are too close to this.
Noddy, tell me one question I'm not asking is a reasonable question. Why he have to be guilty? Why can't he be telling the truth? Why automatically you think he could be lying?
All right, Pearlie, let me put this.
Why would you lie? Come on, think about this. Put this in your head, man. Why would you lie knowing it could ruin everything for you publicly? You go on record lying?
Let me put it to you like this, Pearlie, so you could see how I'm looking at this, okay? And you know I'm your boy, right? Now, you know you are a man that...
Yes.
And when you wear those several hats, like my boy says all the time, you have a very specific set of skills that you know how to use impeccably well to do what you need to do, right? Well, I feel you have on a certain hat. Boy, Pearlie, they're spinning like
really,
politics
really,
right
really,
now, boy.
You really got to get me to say bad words today. You know, and like I say,
let me tell you something. This is one impeccable spin. God knows if the Cowboys, any Cowboy get in trouble, I call in you. Outside of Michael Irvin, because we know Michael got himself out.
I would look at it. And everything you said and Mystery said, and others say, I agree with it. But the key thing is, it's a federal investigation. They can turn everything up. Why go on record lying? Why go on record lying? It makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense to even argue that point out. It makes no kind of sense. That's all. But I like to say this piece, Naughty. The NFL finds a way to keep themselves relevant. I'm telling you, they are the best. They are the best. But they announced last night, all the rules changed. So what you're talking about, all these new rules in the NFL, 12 new rules.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the glaring one about the hip drop tackle. That's no longer cool. Let's go to the phone lines real quick, though. Oh, before we get to the phone lines, Pearly, let me just hit you this nugget. Stat Boy sent me this. I get this to Uncle Pearly, and this is very interesting. This is quite interesting. Deshaun for a Watson, all right? Most guaranteed money in NFL history next season, sexual misconduct scandal. Shohei Ohtani, most guaranteed money in Major League Baseball history next season, sports gambling scandal. Wow.
Kid out of Toronto, the up-and-coming undrafted star.
No, I'm thinking, gambling. Man, maybe the Lakers should, if it's going like this, let's re-sign LeBron, make him the highest paid player in the NBA for a hot minute, and then let's all the dirt come out on him. And we'll see if the PED story is true or false. But anyway.
But there are some new rules that I like. You get a third challenge now once you win one. You don't lose your second challenge if you lose one. You still get your second challenge. If you win one, you got a third challenge. The only way you could get a third challenge in the past is you had to win both challenges. You only have to win one now. The alignment for kickoffs are different. That brings some excitement to it. You had a really fast kickoff return, you could break plenty this year. There's some other tidbits I like about it.
One thing I think the NFL has filled a void for you this year, period. Every day, you can wake up and see something.
I just like how they are very good at what they do. They keep you
well,
in the spin.
All right, let's get to the phone lines real quick, and then we'll slide full into who's in and who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Back, Manus. PT. Yeah.
What's happening?
Let me switch it up a little bit.
Everything good, naughty. Let me switch it up a little bit. See, that's what I tell you all with Boston, man. Boston, that's the same thing was going to happen when we get down in the playoff, man. When we get man, a dead team like that, man, could come back and beat you all by two, man. And Trey Young even in there. Now they got another crazy Murray. You know, I don't know, Murray is going to NBA. Like I said, they got a crazy Murray there. But come on, man. The boy with the heavy waist. The boy with the heavy. Call in, man. Call him. Maybe get beat down under the ground. Nice. Call in, man. Call in, man. I know you and Sheldon Longley, you all in sleep. You know, but I really wanted the Pacers to lose last night, but Harden let me down. But I'm glad the Sixers lose so we can stay ahead of them and everything like that. Because, you know, this is the final, this is the last half. This is the last 9-10 games. So this ain't no time to play around now. This time to tie up the finest. Tying the finest up, man. You know?
Listen to me carefully, please. Don't let that loss to Boston last night cloud your judgment. Yeah, that's happened more than one time to many championship teams, including
plenty teams. Lakers. Yeah, but that Boston team, that can happen to them on more times coming up, too.
That's what you open. That's fine.
I watched the last half, man.
Plus, they had two key players out. Brown and somebody, forget the next player, out. So that don't mean nothing. That means
okay,
nothing.
Yeah, well, we can see. But then Boston still ain't going nowhere. They got to go to us. If they don't see the championship, they got to go to us. Now, them two have rule change for the NFL, but we got to learn them. We got to learn them now for when the season starts so we can see what's going on, how to call the game.
The only thing is the kickoff is going to be different. The hip tackle could be different. You could keep a third quarterback on the practice squad. The practice squad, so in case somebody gets ready to bring up, you don't have to have an active card. You can bring him up from the practice squad.
That's good, then.
Oh, yeah,
that's
the
good.
The trade deadline moved to the Tuesday after week 9, which gives you, I think, I don't know the significance of that. Uh-huh. And then some other things, you have to declare players who don't travel. It's the only real on-the-field rule change that you have to be concerned about is that hip tackle and the way the kickoff is. I think the kickoff.
Okay, what about substitution? Like the Kansas City game with the Lions. When they take back the play from Kelsey. When you gotta identify yourself to the referee when you substitute.
That was just a slip up. That rule ain't changed. That's straight. You just gotta declare yourself. What is going to happen now is players can make sure they're more vigilant. They can be more vigilant and ensure that the referee know that they declare.
Yeah, that costs a whole play. That costs a whole game. Yeah.
So a lot of
we get a little overtime. Yeah. Let me let someone else get in and so we can hear the picks. Yeah. All right, gentlemen, be safe.
Hey Muff, that thing's still there in the cabinet, right?
Hey, but look here, I put, you know, two holidays back to back. You know, I call in y'all, and I can lay y'all, I put them up, you know. I fry up some goggle eyes on Friday, and then get up at 90 or something. You know, I can call y'all in.
My God, I heard about goggle eyes. I had goggle eyes since my grandpa, the late, great K.M. Thompson. My God,
I
need some goggle eyes.
I got to get my goggle eyes, my fry dry.
I
might even go by Pearly and care something by Pearly, some tails for some salad and
I'm right around the corner from Pearly, man.
And
just
we can be around by Pearly.
How about that? That sounds like a
plan.
Yeah,
and then I could bring the Jack and the Absolute round there. We can set up. I call you.
Okay.
No problem, man.
I love it. Love it. Now, you know one thing I noticed? Somebody heard today. People, a lot of people, the Clippers starting to cool down a lot, you know.
All right, we got I told you that the other day, but we got another call we got to get to. We got another call from counsel, from legal counsel, very learned legal counsel. Naughty, what if his lawyer told him, meaning Ohtani, not to answer any questions, just put his view out there? That's smart. That don't mean he lied at all.
That's what the lawyer told him, exactly.
Well,
why are you going to get drilled and grilled with questions and you may answer, say something? Because the guy outright went to the ESPN and told them Ohtani did this. And in the team meeting, he's the interpreter, and he ain't telling Ohtani. And nobody know what he's telling Ohtani. The truth, until they came out of the meeting, and Ohtani was briefing, is like, hold on, wait a minute. But it's a trust issue. You've been my longtime interpreter. Not even you hanging out or something like that. You work for me, I work for you, we doing things. I mean, I might say, hey, take my card, go take $100 off. Trust, so stuff like that easy to do, man. You know, easy to do. You started to your computer telling you to transfer money for me to my account, to my wife account. I can't read the English on that, so you doing that for me. Take note of that. He come back later and do whatever you want to do.
All right, let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, what's in, Audie?
Hey, what's going on, Skiller?
Everything good, man. How is it, Bailey?
Hey, listen, I'm gonna give you a buzz, if not this evening, tomorrow, but I got some info for you regarding that. I've secured a couple of things, so we need to coordinate on time and drop off and all of that, all right?
Okay. Sound like a plan.
All right?
Yes, sir. But I want charming on just that thing. I mean, I got one or two other things I want to say, right? But the thing with Pearly really is be more passionate about, right, Pearly? When you realize, he gets swing. Yeah, he gets swing. I don't think he's guilty, but I think he gets swing. Now, I don't know how to awake with him.
That's exactly what happened. He gets swing.
Huh?
I call it he get Geno D, because you know Geno D sing the song. I say he get Geno D.
He gets swing. But, really, I ain't nothing but Dolphins, man. What's going on? You ain't saying nothing
about
that.
Everything on the quiet right now. Everything on the quiet. There's they're entertaining OJ Beckham. They made him an offer, so they're in talks right now. That you know, rush to that.
Okay.
And now all it is right now, who they can draft. That's the talk. Are they gonna go this for draft? But nothing else other than that.
Okay.
You know, Miami was gonna see Miami gonna do is they have $10 million to spend right now. They're gonna five and a half, six of that for draft picks. And then so they might sign somebody at a $3 to $4 million contract. And then after June 1st, you see them pick up one or two people like Dallas, they probably do. Then a lot of cap space is made. Once Xavier Howard comes off the books, that's like $18 million. And so you'll see them probably make some moves after June 1st.
I would say
maybe one more move before then, and then the draft, and then making a move after that.
Okay. Now, Naughty.
Yes, sir.
I was watching the game yesterday with Caitlin Clark, them, right?
And then after that,
I started to watch a game with Juju Watkins. Yeah, Watkins. Now, what happened was I go on sleep half time. And I tried to catch ESPN early this morning, but I only hear them talking with Caden and Clark. What happened to Juju then? They win?
Juju went off.
Huh?
She went off.
How much she had?
I can't remember.
I think she had both. She had. 15.
You mean Juju Watkins from USC, the female player? All right. Yeah. They're the number one ranked seed in that conference.
I know.
They're 29-5. They took on Kansas yesterday. They beat them by 18, 73-55.
Okay. Now, I don't watch them play, man, but I get tired, man.
Hold on a second. She had 28 points on 9 of 21 field goals, 6 of 8 free throws.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He ran off in the second half.
She had 11 rebounds, 10 defensive, 1 offensive rebounds, and she had 5 assists. So she led the team in all categories, including turnovers.
But I think that team, I think of them by getting all hood in the next round, you know.
Who?
Caitlin them.
If, not
the team,
yet.
They get to play now, team would they just play, and better scoring. So you don't think they might get all hood in the next round?
The tournament is different, The tournament is different, man. You know, upsets abound. They're right around every corner.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Nothing's really guaranteed.
Right.
They got Colorado. They should be able to beat Colorado.
No, but
Analysis
last night, what was talking about them, see, Colorado is a better defensive team than the team would just play them, and a better scoring team. And there's a bigger team.
Trust me on this one. Caitlin Clark can do what she has to do to beat them.
Yeah, well,
she had a great game last time. She can come out against LSU.
Hey, but Burley, watch this. All star players always can do what they got to do. But you got to look at the role players. Would they be able to watch this now? They're struggling yesterday, the role players, you know.
Yeah, they did struggle yesterday in the first half. And they
that defense, what that team was playing, you know what to win the game for them? Fouls. The last 8 buckets they had, all of them was fouls.
But that's the tournament, though.
I know. But
because Caitlin Clark showed them a different side of her. That she just the one. She made some key passes inside.
But she only had 3 assists. What you talking about, passing, really? Only 3 assists she had.
That's all right. They were fouled today. You did not count as assists.
Anyway, good stuff, Skeller. We got to get another call, man.
Hey, but no, listen, before I go, Ray. Hey.
Yeah, go ahead.
Listen, if you want to get all that information, right, call me fiancé. You got a number.
No problem. Yeah, that's two numbers down there.
She's the coordinator.
I'll call the coordinator. We'll get it covered. Not a problem, though. We got you covered, Skeller. All right?
Okay.
All right, be safe. We'll talk soon. Let's get to the next call. Talking Heads, you're the last one for today. What you got for me? Second to last one for today. What you got for me? Hello? Talking Heads.
Hey, what's on?
Hey, you're my last one for today. You good? What you got for me today?
Yeah, man. Every kind of good, you know. You know, my boys lose that game last night.
Who's your boys again? You mean the Celtics, eh?
Yeah, man. What you mean? You know, that's why it is.
Pearly, remember me telling you they have a hard time covering them big lines of 10, 11 points?
We lose. That's what, a 28-point lead. Don't be short-handed, but then you've been leading by that much. You're supposed to lose. I disappointed.
I know
we win 9 before that. And then another game we lose when before we go on that streak. We lose, we had a 20-point lead and we get beat from, I think, it's Cleveland. You know,
listen, it happens and everything. I think in the 85 championship, I think the Lakers blew a 25-point lead to the Celtics, and I think the Lakers still won the championship, if I remember correctly.
You maybe did, because I know we win some from the Lakers now, but maybe that wasn't magic. We didn't win much, but...
That year with ML Carr, okay.
But I didn't like that, because that last night, Dobie's let short on. Let me still use up 80 point, man. It just come down.
Yeah. Don't let that scare you. That can be
a bear. No. Well, boy, you don't want to lose. Hey, 30 points is a lot of grounds to cover.
But you had about 30-some points sitting on the bench hurt last night, too.
Yeah, but we had a 30-point lead. We get a coast on that. Make them plays, and we let them losing by 2.
Many times teams get up on a big high, and then they start taking it for granted, throwing up trees and throwing up all kinds of shots. And the next thing you look, you're only down by up by 12. Next thing you look, you're up by 6.
They cut it down to 2. Then we going up by 10 or 11. Then they look, they say, well, murder and a license.
You didn't say that. You say something else, but I know what you say.
Y'all take your while. I hope we can redeem ourselves.
Have a good one for sure, my brother. Be safe. All right, Pearly, we got a good final 10 home today. Rich Eisen breaking down the whole Shohei Ohtani situation. So, Rich, you have some good insight on that. Let's get to the picks, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And don't forget, all month long is March Madness. Simply log on to theislandgame.com, check out the sports book, check out the ways to play, and check out the multiple ways to win. But the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. All right,
much Pearly. Game tonight.
We got to get there right now.
Only 4 games tonight.
Only 4 ones tonight, but boy, they some ones that you could actually win some money on.
Yeah, I believe it's a good parlay.
All right, the Warriors and the Heat, man. I'm going to take the Heat at home in this one. There's no line in this game. That means Steph Curry may not be playing. I know the Heat have players returned. They got Adebayo back. They got Hero back. I'm going to take the Heat at home in this one, man.
Hero's still out. He ain't playing tonight. Butler's game time decision. T. Jackson Davis. I can take. You know what? My warm up call me tomorrow, so I can take the Warriors, but I can take the money line.
I can take the Heat tonight and not in the money line. Lakers against the Bucks. Bucks by 9.5. I'm going to take them in the money line over the Lakers with no LeBron, but I don't know about the 9.5.
Yeah, I agree. I'll take the Lakers and the points.
Oklahoma City over the Pelicans by 1. Man, I'm taking OKC by 1. I'm betting it, sending and forgetting it.
I'm taking the Pelicans.
Okay, that's cool. Got the Mavericks, 2.5-point dogs on the road against the Kings. Kings favored by 2.5.
I like the Mavericks. They playing good ball. I like the Mavericks. I want them to lose. Out of the two, I want them to lose. But I'll go to the Mavericks. I rather play the Mavericks in the second playing than the first. So I want them lose. So I think I'll switch up my vote again with the Kings.
That sounds like a plan. But listen, Pearly, I got some people giving me a hard time here, Pearly, about LeBron taking the game off tonight. But I mean, isn't this the fourth or fifth time he's taking the game off, especially against big competition? Didn't he take last game?
He does that all the time.
That's becoming part of his mantra now.
And you know what? Because they usually play well when he's
not there. That's a good thing, too. I forgot about that. They won the last time he didn't play. Maybe I need to wheel and come again and take the Lakers in that game. Because the last time he didn't play, it was thoroughly refreshing watching the Lakers play and the youth movement given the opportunity to play. And they answered the call. They rose to the occasion.
I think we had a big game after the All-Star break and he didn't play.
Right? And that was one against the Bucks, and it was one. There's a couple of big games that he's missed this year.
You see, my
point is,
a game time decision. Davis is a game time decision. This is a wash.
My point is it LeBron having load management conveniently, or him not wanting to go up against some of the big dogs night in and night out?
I can be the nice guy today and think it's load management, because I did hear a story about how the Lakers are probably better suited if they have to in a one game, because he can rest and he can come out and they.
My God, that's what we come to, the hypothesis of a play-in series again?
This
whole incarnation of LeBron in LA has been mediocre at best.
He has the manager's time.
All right, we got the picks in. We got Cowherd taking us home. Good stuff, Pearly. We're going to get to the break.
Just before we go, I'm all for firing Ham. I think Ham is a waste of time. I think there's
Well,
a story
listen, they
about
need to get rid of Ham and LeBron at the same time. And then, boom, you get rid of the green eggs and Ham one shot. How about that?
I'd go with that. But the story is he likes to stick with fellas from his past. He's played practice favoritism.
Anyway,
and then some fellas like Hachimori and all them.
We got to get to the break, man. I don't want to discuss LeBron no more. He's had too much time. He ain't playing tonight. Anyway, he gets nothing. We'll see what the Lakers do. I hope they win without him tonight again. Anyway, be safe, Pearly. Good stuff as always. Good stuff, Bahamas. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
Amen.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Attention ice cream lovers! Are you ready to elevate your springtime indulgence and taste of luxury with Häagen-Dazs? For a limited time only, treat yourself to the quality of Häagen-Dazs ice cream for just $8.99 per pint. Yes, you heard that right. Indulge in the finest flavors without breaking the bank. This exclusive offer is available at all Lickety Split and Super Value locations. Experience the premium quality of Häagen-Dazs at an unbeatable price. Spring has never tasted this good.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We need to talk, and it's about something pretty important, your NIB contributions. For nearly 50 years, NIB contributions from hardworking Bahamians have supported families and individuals alike. But Bahamian families are having fewer children. This means less workers are entering the workforce and making contributions. And with Bahamian retirees living longer, pension payments have also increased. As a result, payouts have gone up, continuously exceeding contributions coming in, resulting in a deficit. That's why, starting on July 1st, 2024, both employers and employees will have to pay a little extra to sustain this national lifeline. The July 1st rate increase is our way of ensuring that NIB benefits are available for generations to come. We all have a role to play, and it starts with investing in tomorrow, today, with NIB.
Play with Island Games.
We're making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We're paying more out to you than the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we're putting Bahamians first, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We're like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Whether you like it hot or you enjoy being original, KFC has the only chicken sandwiches with attitude, featuring 100% extra large white meat chicken fillets for 100% flavor. Enjoy the famous flavor of KFC 11 herbs and spices in the KFC original recipe burger, or take the heat up a notch with a spicy fillet with our KFC Kentucky Deluxe sandwich. And for a limited time, enjoy your favorite sandwich with fries for only $7. That's how it's done. KFC Nassau, it's finger licking good.
In his press conference, what it would be Shohei reading a statement. And the statement, it took about, 10, 12 minutes for him to read, because he would read off a portion and then we would get the English translation as he was reading in Japanese. And man speaking to an international audience. He's speaking to his native country audience, and he's speaking to his adopted nation of baseball audience. And we're all wondering, what's going on, man? And I'll be straight up. We didn't get too many answers other than the fact that if we were wondering which was the story, and I have to call it a story because the initial report came out from ESPN, Tisha Thompson, who I believe is slated to appear on this program later on this week. I can't wait to speak with her, because the initial statement from Ohtani the initial statement from Ohtani's interpreter as presented to ESPN through Ohtani's recently hired crisis PR manager, and assume with the story fully vetted through his team, completely opposite to what the story that came out from Ohtani's camp and Ohtani himself on the Wednesday of last week. Tuesday it was interpreter saying, I gambled way over my head and my friend Ohtani bailed me out. And that's why the funds that wound up wired from Ohtani's bank account with Ohtani's name on it. That's how it wound up in the hands of the illegal bookmaker here in Southern California. And then the next day, it's like, no. Ohtani had no idea about this. He was robbed. Well, that was the only question, is which one was it going to be? And we assumed it would be the I was robbed, because that was the last statement we had heard from Ohtani's team last week. And it also the one that does absolutely clear Ohtani of A, being a gambler, and B, having any sort of legal or tax exposure to what the hell was going on. And obviously the legal exposure is the one that's most crucial, since that's the one that can potentially get him suspended for Major League Baseball. This was Ohtani, a snippet, not obviously playing much from a 12-minute statement, but this is what he had to say on Monday.
So I never bet on baseball or any other sports, or never have asked somebody to do it on my behalf. And I have never went through a bookmaker to bet on sports.
結論から言うと、 彼が僕の 口座からお金を 盗んで、 なおかつ、 みんな、僕の周りもそうですね、 みんなに、 嘘をついていたっていうのが、 結論から言うとそういうことになります。
Just to kind of just go over the result, in conclusion, Ipe has been stealing money from my account and has told lies.
Okay. So the bed has been made, and it is after, let me ask you this question, since you're the gambling expert, if you will, of the Rich Eisen show.
Sure.
And I can't believe you asked me to wire that much money to the illegal bookmaker here.
I'm sorry about that, Rich.
Well, actually, no, you robbed me. And that's the issue I have. Is how in the world was the first story laid out there for 24 hours, and then the, oh, wait a minute, I was robbed.
And they expect us all to just buy that.
Well, and that's the issue I have. My question for you is, would you have believed this more? Because I know you have a problem believing this. Would you have believed this more if the last story was the only story from Ohtani's camp? If it came out, Ohtani was robbed of $4.5 million by his interpreter, who snuck into his bank account because they're so tight. They've known each other for a long time. He was able to somehow, some way. And, you know, take that much money and Ohtani never noticed it was missing.
I think none of it sounds believable to me. None of it. So $500,000 payments 9 different times?
Which is appears, if that's how much the amount is, yes.
Think about, like, this the bookie scene. It's like, if you're losing that much money and you're not paying it off, you would get cut off.
Yep.
No bookie in their right mind would keep taking your bets.
But what if the bookie is receiving funds from what he believes to be a Shohei Ohtani?
If he thinks that Ohtani is backing this guy, or this guy is making the bets for Ohtani, then you keep taking it.
And they keep losing.
Also, he didn't lose every single bet he made, right? So how much has he been betting? He didn't just go 0 for 500. He had to have won a few times. So how much is this guy, how much is the action here? Just none of it sounds believable to me. None of it.
Well, don't you think this is going to be found out, certainly if there's a federal investigation involved? That's the other thing, too, is we don't know who's actually looking into this thing, other than Major League Baseball. We have no idea.
Do you trust Major League Baseball to get to the bottom of this?
Well, they kind of have to if the feds are also looking into it.
Yeah, right? I mean, if the feds are involved, this ain't good, man.
Well, what this means, though, is that Ohtani's not going to go and play baseball until we hear from Major League Baseball or the feds step in. Like, he's made a statement. It's just like, that's it. I understand the first statement from my interpreter as presented to to ESPN by somebody I have hired or my team has hired on my behalf from the crisis PR firm or what have you, that that statement from the interpreter was allowed to stand for a good 24 hours until apparently lawyers come in. And Ohtani said he had no idea that that this guy was doing it.
I mean, they were laughing and joking together last week.
In the game after he had spoken to ESPN. Yeah. Right, yeah. Which makes you think, like, maybe he didn't know.
Maybe.
Right? Or at that point in time, he was still understanding that the story had been placed out there that he had covered for him and thought still nothing of it because he's just a good guy covering his buddy's debts until somebody actually explained to him how serious this is. But that would also mean that I was robbed and he's lying about it as a cover story.
Right,
that's the issue, is the initial story is different from the second one that he is now stuck to, and that's the one he's sticking to, or that's the one it's been all along, and I have no idea what the explanation of why the first stuff came out.
Right.
Because Ohtani's camp had to know what the interpreter was saying, right, to ESPN. They couldn't have been totally in the dark on that. That's the whole question about it. Boy, I did not have this on my bingo card for Ohtani's arrival with the Dodgers at all. And it's a total bummer because I love the guy. He couldn't have been nicer to my son. He's nice to everybody.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.